This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru John Chinesky. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, our contestant Evan won his way to the final round. At the end of the show, we'll find out a little later who he will face off against. But first, it's time for a game we call Mystery Guest. A stranger is about to come on stage. Jonathan Colton and I have no idea who this person is or what makes them special. Only our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, does.
That's right. You and Jonathan will have to ask yes or no questions to figure out our mystery guest's secret. Mystery guest, please introduce yourself.
My name is Maddie Joyce, and I have a hobby that many women do not, or most women do not.
Your job is to figure out what that hobby is. Ophira, you ask the first question.
I don't know why this came into my mind, but I'm just going to say it. Are you a blacksmith?
No.
All right.
It's worth a shot.
I was hoping. It's a great hobby, though. It's some kind of heavy startup cost.
I don't know.
Maddie, is your hobby related to the arts?
No.
No.
Maddie, does your hobby include physical exertion?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
You're nodding your head like maybe not so much.
Kind of, a little
bit. Technically, you have to move around.
Yes, yes.
Is it a sport of some kind?
It can be.
Not typically thought of as a sport, no.
Okay.
No. Can you do it competitively?
You can.
You can add a competitive aspect to it, but better think about other things, yeah.
Do you have to be outside to practice this hobby?
Yes.
You have to be outside.
Yes.
Does it require using your hands?
Yes.
Is your hobby season dependent?
No.
Do you need a lot of space to do this hobby?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you racing cars?
No.
Okay.
Are you throwing boomerangs?
No.
Maddie is usually very high, not very high, but high up when she's doing this.
Are you flying?
I am not flying.
You are not flying, but you are in the air.
I am on a structure high in the air.
Is it like a condo that is almost finished? No. Okay.
Are you climbing buildings?
No. Yeah.
Are you a sniper?
No.
Are you a window washer just like a hobby as a hobby?
No.
For fun.
She's on a rooftop.
Yeah.
And this is people in Brooklyn. This is like a really Brooklyn thing.
I know what it is.
What?
Now.
What?
Ah.
Are there birds involved?
Yes.
Are you a pigeon keeper?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Very good. Let me explain. Madeline works for Duke Riley, the artist behind the Fly By Night art project, which involved over 2,000 pigeons with LED lights attached to their feet flying over the Brooklyn Navy Yards. Now, after the project ended, they've got about 300 pigeons left over, and she's taking care of them.
So, that's amazing.
I have a question. You said there were a couple of thousand, and they have 300 left over?
Well...
They didn't make it.
They took those LED lights and they were like, see you later.
Free lights, let's get out of here.
Free lights.
I've always wanted this.
I have always been fascinated by this because sometimes, this is a thing that you see sometimes in Brooklyn. It's a weird thing unless you know what it is, but sometimes you'll see somebody standing on a roof and they're waving a flag and there's a giant flock of pigeons sort of circling the building. And you're like, what are all those birds doing? And the answer is what? What are they doing? They're exercising them or just
Exercising, flying them. They react to the flag and they just, you know, fly as they would normally.
Is it a predominantly male hobby?
Yes.
Why?
Absolutely. I don't know. It always has been.
Yeah.
Now, it's messy.
How many women have you come across in pigeon keeping?
None.
Wow.
None. Like, do you name 300 of them?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, who's your favorite? Who's your favorite?
I got a lot of favorite pigeons.
Yeah?
Now, Maddie,
like
who?
It's a perfect Brooklyn quote.
That's true.
Don't
Maddie,
make
me choose. Who lives with you?
I have a pigeon named Tofu living with me right now. Aww. Cute bird.
Yeah.
Tofu was raised with humans mostly, so does not really fit in with the other birds. So,
oh,
right.
I hear that.
She thinks she's a human.
She thinks she's a human.
Yeah.
Were you into pigeons before you started working with Duke Riley and the Fly By Night project?
No, I was not.
So how did you feel about that when they said to you, hey, you'll be looking after these thousands of pigeons?
I felt okay about it. I took it as it came.
Yeah. And how many years have you been doing this?
I've been with Duke for like 5 years, so he's always had pigeons around, and I've kind of learned to.
What was the earlier project he did with pigeons?
He had pigeons fly from Cuba to Key West with Cuban cigars.
Would you like ever give one away to someone? Or you?
Yeah, we gave a lot away after the project was done.
I think I know somebody who would like one.
Hey, you know who to talk to.
Do you charge $5 for people to come up on the roof or anything like that?
No, I will.
Okay, good to know. I set the price very affordable, everybody. Give it up for our mystery guest, Maddie Joyce.